This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take a few moments out of your busy day to study with us from the Bible, the sacred Word of God, the inspired, the infallible Word of God, that which tells us about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who wants to be our Savior, who wants to be your Savior. We have been studying for the past several days about the fact that the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is our friend. He is the perfect friend, the friend that we all need. And He wants us to be His friends. And He tells us in John 15 and 14, "Ye are my friends if you do the things which I command you." It does not make you a friend to merely believe in Jesus or to say that you believe in Jesus or that you love Him. It does not make you a friend of Jesus to be involved in some religion that cries out the name of Christ. What makes you a friend of Jesus is to do what He commands. But there are no conditions upon Jesus being our friend. He loves us even in spite of our sin and wants us to be saved. He is our friend. I pointed out in previous studies that we know that Jesus is the friend that we need because He understands. He knows what it is to be without a friend, to be lonely and forsaken, to be misunderstood, to be misrepresented, to be in poverty, to be hungry, to be tempted, to be perplexed, to be in sorrow because of others' sorrow, to be in sorrow because others are lost. And He knows what it is to suffer. I dare say that there are many of you who are in our radio broadcast today over a great many radio stations who are lying on a sick bed, either at home or in a hospital. Some of you may be victims of cancer. There may be many indications that would say to you that your illness might be terminal. And of course, in some cases, no doubt they will be. Because the Bible teaches it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. So we all face death unless Jesus comes again before we die. But if you're suffering today, either facing death almost immediately, or sometime down in the long run of it, but if you're facing a great deal of pain today, I want you to know that Jesus understands that He has undergone pain and suffering. There's a verse of Scripture in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, which tells us a great deal about this. "In that He hath suffered, being tempted, He is able to succor or to help those that are tempted." Our Lord then knows what it is to suffer. There's no indication that He had any physical disease that brought a great deal of pain upon Him. But He did suffer the pain, the actual physical pain and the anguish, the mental anguish of the crucifixion. To die by crucifixion, those who know something of the human anatomy and physiology, is about as horrible a way to die as possible. But Jesus endured it without turning against those who had led to His crucifixion. He even prayed while He was on the cross for them. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," He prayed. And so as you suffer today, I want you to know that even if nobody else understands, if it seems there isn't anybody else that really cares, I want you to know that Jesus cares. He cares that you're there at home, in the privacy of your own bedroom, afraid, lonely, in great agony and pain. And I want you to turn to Him, by faith in Him and in obedience to His will. You cannot turn to Him without obeying His will. Turning to Christ means more than simply crying out, "Oh, Jesus, Jesus." Our Lord Himself made this clear in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." And so you see, to obey the Lord is to be His friend. Our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to visit the Church of Christ in your community and especially the congregation which sponsors this broadcast. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you is my prayer.